Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth Sherman's here, too. Ruth is a long time, almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the internationally recognized authority on speech and interpersonal communication, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. She's been helping us put our best foot forward now for all these years, and she's back, and we're so happy about that. Ruth Sherman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Delighted to be with you.
Good to have you here. You know, Ruth, every year I talk about politics on the show, mostly to the degree that it's policy that affects small businesses. But I do have discussions on the presidential elections because that's a big deal to everybody. And earlier this year, in my 2015 predictions, the 1st of January, I predicted that neither Hillary Clinton nor Jeb Bush would be the front runner at the end of the year, at the end of 2015. But I did, and it looks like I may actually pull that off. But I did not. I have to say, I did not see Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders on the horizon.
Nobody did, Jim. It's an interesting thing, and you may actually be right that Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush don't make it. And I don't know who's going to beat them, but there's a lot of competition out there, and I think it's super, super interesting that Trump and Sanders are both giving the quote-unquote front-runners, or the anointed ones, a run for their money in a very big way. And I think that we have reached a tipping point. You know, I talk about communication. I don't talk at all about policy. I'm not qualified. I don't know anything about it. But in terms of the way they communicate, and my philosophy is the better communicator always wins at the presidential level in any event, that we've reached a tipping point, business people, voters, citizens, where we are just so sick and tired of the evasive, prevaricating, poll-tested candidate, media-trained, which because
homogenized,
that's what I do,
pasteurized,
right?
and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No authenticity within a mile.
And I think the idea that somebody will just be himself,
Or herself, is in Carly Fiorina. I think
brilliant.
I think she's being herself.
She was brilliant. What Carly Fiorina did, and I think you're right. I think she's being herself, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of her and doing more analysis of her style.
Mm-hmm.
This was, of course, her big coming out last week at the quote unquote happy hour debate. She'll be on the big stage going forward, I believe.
I think so too.
But what Carly Fiorina did, and this is something that I tell all of my clients all the time, it's the biggest obstacle. She was ready. Oh, my goodness. She was prepared. Mm-hmm. That woman had probably locked herself in a room for 3 days and practiced until she really had it down. And it showed. It showed. And you've got to be prepared.
And it showed that not only did she know the stuff, she was comfortable delivering it.
Super comfortable, so very certain.
So maybe she's the best example for our audience, more so than Trump and Sanders, who are almost, especially in Trump's case, bigger than life. I mean, I actually don't think Trump is a great speaker. I think he's a showman, and he's a self-promoter beyond compare. I've never seen anybody who is a better self-promoter, but I don't think he's a great speaker. Do you?
No, I agree with you. He's not a great speaker.
He doesn't. His words are not always. I don't know. I think he needs to be a little more efficient when he explains himself sometimes.
Well, he needs to be. We need to get some facts in there. You know,
right.
we've got to get some information, which we don't have right now. It's everybody's stupid and nothing's working.
But here's the thing, he's found a bit of colored ribbon that people want to follow.
They do. And what has happened with Donald Trump, I believe, is that he has tapped into something that people, again, have been feeling so hungry for, which is, look, I don't care how obnoxious somebody is. If they're being who they themselves,
right.
I'm going to go for it. I'm interested.
Right.
So that's what's happened.
Well, and he's also saying, you know, I'm not going to apologize for being an American anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of apologizing, and I think that's a pent up thing that's in the country right now.
Pent up is a really good way of describing it. It's something that I've been missing, but yes, it's a pent up hunger and desire for somebody who will talk about it that
mm-hmm.
way. And I think it's important to pay attention to these things. Again, as communicators ourselves, we're all in the business of communication, of sales. Trump is very much in the business, although his business is selling himself.
And see, whenever I've been selling to a group of people, like a committee or a decision maker and a couple of assistants, one of the things I've always tried to do is, what is it that they're excited about or frightened about? What is the thing? What is the bit of colored ribbon that they want to follow or they want to achieve or that they're frightened of?
Right,
I'm not manipulating them. I just try to frame my message so that it doesn't derail them from that.
Right, and that's a real talent, Jim, and it's
yeah.
something that but at the same time, we can all hone that talent.
Mm-hmm.
We can all hone that ability, and of course, that comes from listening. And Trump has had many, many years of being out there in the public eye and listening and having people help him understand what his fans want.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets it. Like you said, he's a master at this. He's a brilliant, brilliant media master of self-promotion,
one of
the best ever.
Well, and see, I think, I don't know that if he's going to be the nominee, but I think he's going to play a big part in determining who the nominee is.
Oh, I totally agree, and it might very well be Carly Fiorina.
Or the doctor.
Or the doctor, Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, yeah,
yes.
Thanks. It could well be that. But again, back to what I was going to say is I've gotten to the point with a prospect where I wasn't necessarily the number one person that they should do business with, but because somehow I made them believe, I convinced them that I understood their, you know, what they were yearning for.
Yes.
I got the business.
That's exactly right. And that's where Trump excels.
Yeah.
He has
yeah.
tapped into a yearning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Before him, Barack Obama tapped into a yearning.
And it's more than policy in that case.
It's all communication.
And in my case, it was more than product or price.
That's correct. It always
yeah.
is.
And folks, you can do the same thing. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. RuthSherman.com, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Check it out, folks. 20
yes,
after.
Yes, sir.
Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.